It's time now for Minds Over Matter, the Bay Area's favorite quiz show. Today, moderator Dana Rodriguez is joined by two panelists, Brentwood realtor Daryl Garrison and educator Lori Fisher. Now, here's your host, Dana Rodriguez.
Thank you very much, Joanne, and welcome everybody to Minds Over Matter. We hope you're having a lovely Saturday, and we do hope you can join us over the course of the hour, because Minds Over Matter is an audience participation quiz program. So naturally, what we are looking for is your participation. That's very, very important. We can't do the show very well without you. So please give us a call, and this is a good time to do it, too. We don't want to get your call at the last couple of minutes of the show, because we might not be able to do justice to your question. Not that we do justice to everybody's question anyway, but we do our best. And those two numbers are area code 415-841-4134. Again, that's area code 415-841-4134. Or toll free. Yes, we do have a toll free number. 866-798-8255. Again, that is 866-798-8255. We'll be taking questions and giving questions in just about every subject, with the possible exception of rock and roll and sports. Other than that, we're pretty open. 415-841-4134 or toll free 866-798-8255. I also want to remind you of an email address, and you can email us during the show or any other time for that matter. And that email address is mindsovermatter1@gmail.com. So that is MINDSOVERMATTER1. That's the numeral one, mindsovermatter1@gmail.com. If you'd like to hear us in live stream, that is naturally at kalw.org. And if you'd like to listen to the podcast, and who wouldn't, that it will be up at after our show in a reasonable amount of time at kalw.org and many, many other places, you know, Apple, Google, whatever. But start with KALW. I'm sure that would be appreciated. Okay, just once more, two numbers, 415-841-4134 or toll-free 866-798-8255. And this is a good time to call, so please do that. All right, and we're going to start with a round of introductions and then a round of questions. And here's the first. Daryl Garrison has been in real estate so long, his first sale was a starter cave.
Thank you, Dan. Much to his delight, Lori Fisher confesses that he is most certainly not a doodle, nor a dandy, and he is especially not a Yankee. Tough as it is, he is a White Sox fan.
It's brutal. And on July 4th, our moderator, Dana Rodriguez, successfully avoided the Rockets, but he ended up with plenty of red glare from sunburn acquired through parade watching.
Yeah. I watched the longest small town parade in the U.S., Alameda.
Is that right? How many hours?
That's right. It is the longest small town parade.
So, is that true?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. It seemed like it too, by the way. So. But, however, it was fun. It was fun.
I'm sure.
Since Daryl is taking Kira's place today, we will start the questioning with him.
Thank you. So I have 12 rock and roll sports questions. Just kidding. All right. I'm going to give you the initials of six actors or actresses who have won a Best Actor or Best Actress Oscar. Name them from a variety of decades, the initials of six actors or actresses who have won a Best Actor, Chris Oscar, from different decades. Here we go.
So is this a first and last name only?
Uh-huh. First and last name, initials, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. S-H, A-C, G-O, A.M., J.D.,
P like in dog?
D as in dog, yes. PLSHACGOAM as in Mary, JD as in dog, and PL.
Go ahead, Dana. These are
No, I need to repeat on this.
So. Sure. Sure. SHACGOAMJDPL.
Did you say they were all from different decades?
Different
decades. And are they in chronological order? So PL is the most recent?
They are not.
Okay.
SHACGOPL.
AM.
AM.
JD.
JD. All right. So they're not, the last one's not a lawyer. Okay, fine.
Whoa.
So it has to be best actor or best actress.
Yeah.
No supporting stuff.
Yes. And if you need hints, I'll give you hints.
All right. Give me a hint.
Okay. I will give you the females then. The females. S-H-A-M. The rest are men.
Hey, Dana, this is a question for you. Did Anna Magnani win
Best That's Actress? It. That's it. Right.
You did.
All right. Very good.
Didn't need you for that one. Okay.
1955, The Rose Tattoo. Okay.
So no more from the 50s, right?
There is one from the 50s. Ooh, yes, okay. The other females from the 50s.
Oh, man. Mm. Oh, Susan Hayward.
Yes,
Susan Hayward. And I see Joanne got that, too. So we
1958, okay. I Want to Live.
Yeah. All right, the rest are all
gone. All right, leave it out. I'll come up with something.
All right.
So just go over it if you don't mind once more.
Sure. AC. GOJDPL.
Peter Lorre didn't win Best Actor, did he?
PL must be Paul Lucas.
It is Paul Lucas, 1943, Watch on the Rhine.
Right. Okay.
All right. Leave the rest out?
Leave it out.
All right.
And Lorre, go ahead.
All right. Well, I have a 4th of July-ish question. These are all, let me see. Yeah, I have three questions for the possible follow-up. These are all related to our national anthem, the Star-Spangled Banner. First one is, how old was Francis Scott Key when he wrote the lyrics for the Star-Spangled Banner? Give you a three-year little span there. Second one, he only wrote the lyrics. What's the source for the music, either the composer or the name of the tune the composer wrote? And in what year did it become the actual national anthem? And along with that, which president signed it into national anthem legislation? Also within 3 years. So how old was Francis Scott Key? Give each one guess on that. What was the source composer or the name of the source music? And what year did it become the national anthem? And who signed it? And then there might be a follow-up depending on what you got.
Well, what year did he... So I have to figure out what year he actually wrote the...
I'm not.
That was 1812, that. I guess.
Well, that was the precipitating incidents.
Yeah.
So the source was like a British thing. Wasn't like Britannia in the title?
No, but it is British.
It's a drinking song, if I recall.
It is. People drink the mini songs in Britain.
So he was born during the Revolutionary War. I know that. So he... I'll say he was in his early 40s, maybe 41, 42, 43, around there, something like that.
No.
Everybody was younger back then. I'll say early 30s.
Give me a number.
Yeah, 31.
That's within 4 years. He was 35 years old. So give him a half a bell for that one. Very good.
All right.
Source music and what year it became the national anthem and which president signed it.
Mm. All right. Do that out.
Okay.
There are your ideas. By the way, Chris has emailed and asked if the Oscar winner AC is Art Carney.
It is Art Carney. Harry and Tonto, 1974.
Nice.
All right. Good job on that. And, Sandra got that too. I believe she got that. So thank you, Sandra. Okay, good. All right. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Roger in San Francisco.
Hi, Roger.
Yeah, on the Prison Initiative, which studies incarceration rates around the world, just released their 24 report. And as usual, the United States is number one in incarceration in the world. But within the United States, if you took the individual states' incarceration records, which state has the highest incarceration rate?
So this would be percentage of the population, correct?
So it's exactly. So you were asked.
This is the rate they're giving numbers according to the rate per 100,000 of population.
I know that I saw this. That
yeah, it was just released in the last week.
We're at like 1.9% of our population is locked up, sort of maybe as a starting point for maybe a state like Mississippi that might be higher.
It's not quite that much, but it is over 1%, just over 1%. That's the highest state. Which state is that?
Yeah. Well, I saw something about this. It's a southern state, is it not?
It is. In fact, several southern states are at the very top of the list.
No, sir. Not much surprise there, I guess. So I know that Louisiana.
Louisiana. That's the one.
Is it number one? Okay.
Two. Now, they also put the rates for countries. Who has a higher incarceration rate, California or the Russian Federation?
Must be a trick, California. I mean, do you want to be in a Russian prison?
Yeah.
Well, Russia is
California. California has a much higher rate than Cuba. Who has a higher incarceration rate, California or Cuba?
Oh, I'm sure California does.
Yes, it does.
It's very expensive to keep prisons and prisoners open.
Very true. Which state has the lowest incarceration rate?
How about Vermont?
Yeah, I would say
Vermont. LA has, Louisiana has a rate of 1,094. The lowest one has 275.
Did you hear that Vermont as a guess?
What?
Vermont that we guessed? There was guessed by the panel?
Nope.
No? All right. How about Alaska?
It's Massachusetts. Right. Now, who has a higher incarceration rate, Massachusetts or Israel?
I'll guess Massachusetts. I'll start the bidding.
Who has a higher incarceration rate, Israel or Iran?
As long as this isn't political, we'll do it.
It's getting close. I'll say Israel.
You're correct. Who has a higher incarceration rate, the UK or China?
Ooh. Well, China does have quite a few.
But it's so big. Given the nature of the question, I guess the UK.
You're correct. Who has a higher incarceration rate, Israel or Syria?
Wouldn't know about that. No, we're not sure about that.
It's Israel by four times higher than Syria.
Okay.
What country in the world has the lowest incarceration rate?
Ontario. Vatican City.
Vatican City.
That was not on the list.
Ooh.
Well, there are a couple. Aren't there a couple countries actually have no prisons at all? They don't believe in that sort of thing.
Those are not on the list. But this is by far the lowest. The number is 35.
35 total people.
Not Norway, is it?
No, it's Guinea-Bissau.
Guinea-Bissau, all right.
My next guess.
All right.
Yeah. That's a very interesting thing. Who has a higher incarceration rate? The Israel or Saudi Arabia?
Massachusetts.
Oh, Massachusetts is way higher. Massachusetts has the incarceration rate in Massachusetts is more than almost twice that of Israel.
All right. Well, I think that's enough for the moment on that.
Runs the table.
Okay. I know it gets a little political, but those are interesting figures. You can see the online the incarceration is very interesting. Very interesting. Okay, thank you. Thank you, Dan.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Bye bye. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Hope you're enjoying the show. We certainly enjoy hearing from you. So feel free to give us a call by all means. We want to get you on the show. Those two numbers are area code 415-841-4134. Again, that's area code 415-841-4134 or toll free 866-798-8255. On our panel today, that would be realtor Daryl Garrison, and a teacher at Dabo Valley College, Lori Fisher. I'm your moderator, Dana Rodriguez, and you're listening to us on 91.7 FM. That is KALW, your local public radio station. All right. Okay. So Danny, and I think Danny's, I'm not sure Danny's the only one. But Danny is wondering, the drinking song was to Anacreon in Heaven.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Give Danny a bell and anybody else who did it. Written by, did Danny include the composer?
Cole Porter, I think. No, he did not include the composer. But
I just wanted
I think Danny deserves full credit just for having.
Oh, definitely. No, it was one or the other. I just wanted people to know it was John Stafford Smith. I don't want the Smith family to be. Very good. The Anacreon in Heaven, a drinking song. Very nice.
Very good. Okay.
The Social Club in London. Great.
All right. Well, I think it's my turn here. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to give you a couple of questions. According to the Highway Safety Institute, what are the two car models, not car makes exactly, I want car models. What are the two car models that whose drivers get the most DUIs, at least as of 2023? So according to the Highway Safety Institute, what are the two car models whose drivers got the most DUIs in 2023? Okay. And they're both American, just so if that helps you, and I'm sure it does.
How about...
I'll give you each one guess.
Oh, okay, how about Mustang?
No. Not Mustang. Sorry?
I'm thinking here. Let me hold off for a second. I got to think. And you want a model, so not a Chevrolet. It'd have to be a specific Chevrolet, right? Something like that.
Yeah. Give me the specific type model car.
Yeah.
So according to the Highway Safety Institute, what are the two car models whose drivers got the most DUIs in 2023? All right, second question. I'm going to give you, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. These are 6 animated cartoons.
Yay.
Single animated cartoons. And they all introduced a famous animated cartoon character. Different ones for each one. So one guess each on these, please. Or one guess for the list, I should say. So here there are 6 animated cartoons made in America. And I want to know the 6 different famous animated characters that were introduced in these cartoons. Number one, Dizzy Dishes, 1932. Number two, The Wise Little Hen, 1934. Number three, Ragtime Bear, 1949. Number four, I Haven't Got a Hat, which I have on YouTube, 1935. Number five, Kitty Cornered, 1945. And number six, Knock Knock, 1940. So again, these are six animated cartoons, and they introduce six famous animated characters. So I went through the animated characters. There are no repeats here, but I'll give you the cartoons again. Number one, Dizzy Dishes, 1932. Number two, The Wise Little Hen, 1934. Number three, Ragtime Bear, 1949. Number four, I Haven't Got a Hat, 1935. Number five, Kitty Cornered, 1945. Number six, Knock Knock, 1940. I'll give you each one guess.
So this is your bailiwick, I think.
Wise Little Hen, I recognize that, but the year is throwing me. Was that Porky Pig?
The Wise Little Hen was not Porky Pig, no.
Oh.
So that's your guess. For now, I'll give you another guess later. So, Lori, you do not want to guess on this?
Well, I'll just take a wild guess here. It might be too early. Is any chance Ragtime Bear is Yogi Bear?
No, it is not a bear.
Okay, it's not a bear. I went too literal. All right, audience, help out.
All right, so once more, what famous animated character were introduced in their film debut from these cartoons? Number one, Dizzy Dishes, 1932. Number two, The Wise Little Hen, 1934. Number three, Ragtime Bear, 1949. Number four, I Haven't Got a Hat, 1935. Number five, Kitty Cornered, 1945. Number six, Knock Knock, 1940. And the first question was, according to the Highway Safety Institute, what two car models have the drivers have drivers who got the most DUIs in 2023. So I'm looking for the car models, the specific models. So, and they're both American, so you know. Richard guessed Corvette, which is a perfectly logical guess, but no, it's not Corvette.
Oh.
And CM guessed, let's see, the F-150 and the Escalade. Those are good guesses, but no.
Yeah.
Not that.
Oh, yeah.
So, anyway. And remember the number to join us, area code 415-841-4134, or toll free 866-798-8255. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello. You know, Francis Scott Key, he didn't write the music, but the music was in a key. A nice little coincidence. I'm sorry, bad joke. Listen, last year, the 4th of July was on what day of the week?
I'm going to say Wednesday.
Tuesday. No.
No, because of leap year, right?
Yes, because of the intercalation. Because of the intercalation, a word I introduced on this show. Yeah, so you need to add one. So it was Tuesday last year. Normally it would have been Wednesday. So next year will be back in the actual day, 1776, when they signed the act. What day of the week was that? And yes, I had to Google it. I didn't calculate it.
Yeah, there is a way to calculate. I'm just going to start the bidding with Friday.
You think it was Friday?
I'm just guessing.
No, I think they wrapped it up so they could go and party on Friday. It was a Thursday. So 2 days ago was exactly how many years after the first 1770? That's easy math. But it was 248. Next year will be 249. Right, and that'll be on a Friday. And are you aware that 250? It's going to be on the Saturday, and God willing, your show will still be on a Saturday. The 4th of July in 2 years will be the what anniversary?
250.
250. You just said that.
But what word would they use? Don't remember. We had the bicentennial.
Oh, right.
So what like is the year coming? You're going to hear it a lot as we get closer. So
like
what
quadricentennial.
The what?
Quadricentennial.
Too many.
Sesquicentennial.
There are four different words, but what was the one you said?
Sesquicentennial.
Sesquicentennial is 150, so maybe quadricentennial.
450.
No.
Sesquicentennial plus 100.
How about the bicentennial?
There's if you Google it, you find there's like four different ways to say it. But one of the ways, half of 500.
I don't know that word.
Nope. What is it?
I like this. This is my favorite. Semi-quincentennial.
Oh, nice.
Okay.
So half of 500. Semi-quincentennial. Okay. And, okay, so... By the way, what was special about this Fourth of July? And what I'm saying on this show, we need to introduce another word. There's something interesting about, numerically interesting about the one that just passed by.
That's your opinion.
Okay.
let's see. What is your question on this?
We need to make up a word. It's kind of a palindrome. Look,
No. The question. What is the question? No, not we need to make up a word.
How was this year, this one, 2024, similar to the original 1776?
Yeah, something about the numbers? Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Something about the numbers that we don't usually think of.
Yes. 1776.
76 is how many years before 1800?
24. No. Yes, 24.
And we are 24 years after the year 2000.
Whoa.
So there's something... anyway, so it's kind of symmetrical, palindromic.
It's like Sudoku.
Yeah.
That's how it feels in my mind. So, okay, thanks. Thanks for checking all this out and enduring some of my bad humor about Francis Scott Key.
All right. Thank you very much.
Sure thing. Bye-bye.
And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Hope you're enjoying the show. I hope you're enjoying the show. And we do hope you'll give us a call. We'd love to talk to you. Those two numbers are area code 415-841-4134. Or toll free, 866-798-8255. And Carlton came up with the right answer. The Kitty Cornered, one of the cartoons I mentioned, was indeed Sylvester the Cat. So, very cool. Good
nice.
Job. Okay.
That's good.
And let's see. Daryl, I believe it is your turn.
Okay. Sue Grafton wrote the Alphabet Detective series of novels featuring Kinsey Millhone. A is for Alibi was her first, followed by B is for Burglar. What were these others? Not. K-N-O-T.
Yeah. Wait a minute. What were the others?
What were these others? K-N-O-T.
Just in the series.
You just want the ones that are K-N-O-T.
Yep.
Okay, sorry.
Mm-hmm. I stopped reading about F or G.
I stopped reading before I started.
It's funny, too, because she passed away without finishing, and she said, nobody can finish it. That's it.
Which one did she end with?
I guess Z. I guess Z never got written.
No.
Yeah.
So, I'm sorry. What are the letters you want us for?
Not. K-N-O-T.
Oh, anything but K-N-O-T?
Okay.
No.
Okay. I'm here. I don't understand.
Okay. K is four. N is four. O is four. T is four were the names of the books.
They were inner titles. One of the titles began with a K. One began with an N. One began with an O. And they're all kind of crime words like alibi and burglar, right? That's the theme.
Yeah. All right. I'll go K is for kill or killer or something.
Yes, that's exactly right. K is for killer.
Nice. All right. T is for treachery. Nah, that sounds too British. Yeah.
Hmm. Well, they're all sort of, a lot of the things are utilitarian, right?
They're all crimey, right? We have alibi, yeah, burglar,
definitely,
killer.
Yep. Yeah. I actually gave you a hint with K-N-O-T. I did that on purpose.
Ooh.
As in not?
Yeah.
Not something else? Oh, and, okay. Yeah. Then if not is your clue, then N is... Something, yeah, like a knot.
Noose. How about noose?
Yes. Noose. Very good.
All right.
That's noose to me, let me tell you. All right.
We'll leave the other two out.
We have
Sue Grafton readers out there, I'm sure.
Okay. So give the question once more, if you would.
Sue Grafton. A is for alibi. B is for burglar. What are O and T?
All right.
Cool.
Okay. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, good morning. So, just have a couple of very quick questions. As we know, the word chemistry comes from the ancient Egypt name of Kemet. But what about the air we breathe? 77% of it made out of single element. Which one?
Hydrogen.
Hydrogen? If this is the case, we'll blow up in a second. No, not hydrogen.
All right.
77% of what we breathe is this.
How much of you, in your room right now, 77% of air in your room made out, any room.
It must be nitrogen. Element. Nitrogen?
Nitrogen it is.
All right.
Oxygen makes only 21%. So when people are really ill and they need oxygen mask, they give them 100% oxygen to get them well, which is very, very good. Okay, let's talk about what couple of countries named after chemical elements. Just two. Let's take two.
You sure it wasn't the other way around?
One in Europe. Say it again.
The chemical elements were named after the countries?
After the after chemical element.
No, I don't think the countries were actually named after the chemical elements, but anyway. All right, but go ahead. That's fine.
Yeah. How about Argentina?
Argentina, yes, is one of that's a silver.
Yeah, yes. The silver, Latin name for silver. Yeah. What about Cyprus?
Cyprus.
In Europe. Cyprus. What element is named after?
Don't know.
It's very, very obvious, actually, it was the oldest element used by humans.
Oh, copper.
Copper? Egyptian use. Say it again?
Yeah. Copper.
Copper it is. Copper it is. Okay.
Nice.
So, again, I'd like to bring the point of the Manchurian candidate, 1962. Who were the three main actors and actress?
Lawrence Harvey, Frank Sinatra, and... Lawrence Harvey and Frank Sinatra and Angela Lansbury were all in it.
Right.
Very good. Very good. That's excellent. Okay. So I just like to ask your audience this audience question. Would you please let us know if it would be good for them to withdraw, have another, so we can keep Trump from destroying this country? One last thing. Please name this tune. Okay, very quickly. My favorite.
Name this tune? It's the John Cage Silence tune.
I love these segues.
Yeah, really? I like the dead air. I'm not hearing it. Let's move on.
That's enough. What do you think it is?
We could not hear it, so you'll have to do that another time.
Okay, it's Hungarian Dance number 5. It is beautiful. Please Google it and listen to it. It's a great, great piece of music. Very good. Have a good day. Bye bye.
Thank you, Ed. Bye bye. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. We hope you are enjoying the show and will join us soon with a call. Those two numbers are area code 415-841. 4-1-3-4. Joanne makes a good point that music cannot often be heard over Zoom. And or toll free, I should say, 866-798-8255. It's not that we don't appreciate your going to the trouble of playing the music. It's just it doesn't come across very well. So, and so we're past halfway. So let's quickly repeat any questions that have not been answered yet. Daryl, we'll start with you.
Sure. What best actors won Oscars? Here are the initials. G-O, J-D, D as in dog, and Sue Grafton novels, as in A is for Alibi, B is for Burglar. What are these two? O is for what? T is for what?
Okay.
I'm still looking. And both the initials are both male, correct? The two we're looking for, the G-O and the J-D, are both male.
Yep. I'll give you another hint. 21st century. 21st century.
For both of them?
Yep.
Ooh. Not our wheelhouse. Yeah.
Laurie, do your questions.
Okay. I have a Star Spangled Banner question, and it is, in what year did it become the national anthem become part of the, it was signed into law that it is the national anthem, and based on that year, which president signed it? And once we get that, I have a follow-up question, but I'll wait, and that's all I have.
Okay.
Great.
And according to the Highway Safety Institute, what are the two car models? So not just the car makes, the car models. What are the two car models whose drivers got the most DUIs in 2023? They're both American, by the way.
And are they both being currently made, or any of them kind of out of circulation?
No, they're both being currently made.
Okay, how about the Chevy Nova?
No.
That's a wild guess. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And what famous animated cartoon characters, they would be cartoon characters that are animated, but what famous animated characters made their film debuts in these cartoons? So I give you six cartoons. I want you to tell me the famous cartoon characters that made their debut. And the ones we have left are number one, Dizzy Dishes, 1932. Number two, The Wise Little Hen, 1934. Number three, Ragtime Bear, 1949. Number four, I Haven't Got a Hat, 1935. Kitty Corner was answered. That's Sylvester the Cat, 1945. And number six is Knock Knock, 1940.
Can I make a guess there?
One guess, yes.
Yeah, I remember Wise Little Hen. So I said Porky Pig. I think I'm mixing these up. I think it's Donald Duck.
It is Donald Duck, yes.
Oh, great.
Yes, very good. Okay.
Happens all the time, the mix-up.
Yes. And let's see. Lori, I believe it's your turn.
All right. Well, I have a Middle America question. Usually when we ask questions, we ask the most or least. And this is a question about the population of American states. Right? So like if I ask the most, it would be California and Texas, and the least is Wyoming. Which are the five middle states when it comes to population?
Wow.
I'm looking for states ranked 23, 24, 25, 26, 27. And I thought we would give a chance for the middle of America to speak out here.
Okay.
Give you two guesses each.
Well, can you give us the population range?
Yes. About 4 million to 5.5 million.
Okay.
Is the range of the five states I'm looking for.
And yeah, they might actually be Middle America. So something like Tennessee.
Tennessee is not in the not ranked there, but they very reasonable guess. Keep going.
Then how about Arizona?
No, Arizona is not listed in the, right in the middle.
All right, my two guesses.
Yep. Dana, what do you got?
Very much. How about Indiana?
Indiana also not in the middle. I believe it's lower on the list, less population.
So give me the population range once more.
I have 4 million to about 5.5 million in the five we're looking for.
4 million to 5.5 million.
Yeah, the lowest one on the list is 4.2 million, and the highest one on the list is 5.3 million.
So I'm also thinking of how many electoral votes they have.
Oh, good.
that has something to do with population.
Sure does.
So how about like Georgia?
Georgia is getting close geographically, but it's not in the middle five.
Okay, leave it out.
All right, leave it out there. So we're looking for the five states that are right in the middle in American population ranking from 4.2 million to 5.3. And what do we eliminate? Arizona, Georgia, Indiana, and whatever Daryl's first guess was.
Tennessee.
Yeah, Tennessee. And I leave the rest out. Okay, very good.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Good morning. It's Danny and Sandra in Albany.
Hi, Danny. Hey. Hi, Sandra.
Good to hear from you.
Not satisfied with communicating via email.
All the technologies are covered here. Yeah,
not the same.
So last to first, how about for states? Minnesota?
No. Sorry, Minnesota, by the way. Minnesota is just above the list. Minnesota is 22nd, but you only get a bell for 23rd.
The other one we had.
No,
Iowa's not.
Oh, please.
I thought South Carolina from your guess, your hint about Georgia.
Sandra, you're on the money. That is 5.3 million, ranked 23rd. So give her a bell
you,
for
Lori,
that.
You know, we got to think
about it. Always on the money.
It's the East Bay.
Did the anthem become the official anthem in 1918?
It did not.
Was it President Wilson though?
It was not.
Okay. Well, I don't know what I was thinking. Okay. Here's one I'm reasonably sure of. I haven't got a hat. I believe was Porky Pig's first cartoon.
It was indeed Porky Pig. Very good.
Nice.
All right.
And I just have this. This is not something I know at all. But what year was Dizzy Dishes?
Dizzy Dishes was 1932.
I'm going to guess Betty Boop because it's
Betty Boop is correct. Yeah,
that is great. Very good.
Right.
All right. Go.
Oh, and I'll give you my Daryl, my GO for the actor.
Mm-hmm.
It's the great Gary Oldman for Darkest Hour.
Of course it is. Yeah, 2017 Darkest Hour.
Yay.
Cool. Nice.
Right.
Very good.
Well, everyone should see in these troubled political times.
Yeah.
All right, so since classic Hollywood is getting short shrift this week, here's a classic Hollywood, or maybe not a classic Hollywood, a Hollywood question. Frank Sinatra played two movie roles where his character's surname is the name of a major city that is not a common surname like Jackson or Cleveland, but it's a big city, and he played two different movie roles with his character with two different city names. What are they?
Go ahead.
Is that Detroit?
Yeah. Oh, Nathan Detroit.
Yes, indeed.
Didn't he play Tony Roma?
Also, Tony Rome.
That's right.
Can you name all three of the Tony Rome movies?
Lady in Cement and the other one.
It was forgettable, I'm afraid, as much as I do admire Sinatra. And just a little appendix there. Can you name another classic movie role where the character is named after a famous city that is not a famous, not a common surname? It's one of my favorites.
Well, there's probably more than one of them. Is there? Do you have an actor?
Just the one that popped into my head.
It's a movie everybody has seen.
It's a movie everyone has seen and has popped up in any number of Minds Over Matter.
Best of list.
Questions.
Quotable quotes.
Yes. 1941.
So is it Casablanca?
It is Casablanca. And
what's the, let's see, it's, Rick, what's Rick's last name? Blaine. And Ilsa, what's Ilsa's last
Lund.
Name?
Lund.
Okay, and then
Victor
Laszlo, Laszlo, Ohio. That's it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And Captain Rayner.
Danny just did an impression.
Oh, wait a minute. No, I got it wrong. I totally got it wrong. I fall on my sword. It is the Maltese Falcon. It's Joel Cairo. Oops. It was
Cairo.
Peter Lorre.
Yes.
I converted Peter Lorre in two movies, and my bad. I'm sorry to the universe out there. even Homer nods.
All right.
Oh, well.
We'll forgive
sorry
you.
About that.
We forgive you.
That's all right.
All right. Here, go back into my Sinatra closet here. All right, guys. Great stuff.
Thank you very much. Appreciate
it. Sinatra Day. Sinatra's come up a few times.
Yeah. All right. You're listening to Minds Over Matter. and we're here every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Hope you're enjoying the show. It can be a chaotic experience, but a fun one. And those two numbers are area code 415-841-4134. We'd love to hear from you, by the way. Or toll free, 866-798-8255. Okay, I think it's my turn. I'll give you a short question if I can find one. Let's see. What California county borders the most the highest number of other counties? And you can use another state to include there. What California county borders the highest number of other counties? It's 9, by the way.
Wow.
Well, San Bernardino's so big. Can we start with that one?
It is not San Bernardino.
Okay.
Is it Southern California?
It is. I don't think I'm going to say, but it's not. It's not really Southern California. If that helps you.
So, Daryl, you know the Bay Area. Couldn't it be the Bay Area? You know.
You mean like right? So,
like even Contra Costa, Solano, Alameda.
Yeah. But he's given a hint for another state. So,
yes, it borders counties in another state as well.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Something up north like Siskiyou.
So, once more, what California county borders the most, the highest number of other counties?
And it's not.
And that includes counties in another state. Okay. It's 9. Yeah. Borders 9 counties. Yeah.
Huh. So it's either going to be Nevada or
upper right hand corner of California.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not New Hampshire, just so you know.
What's in the northeast corner? What county's in the northeast corner of California? I don't know.
All right.
Yeah. Leave it out there. Audience, we need you.
You're starting to sound like Seymour now. okay. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello?
Hi, you're on. Go ahead, please.
Hi. My question is about the geography.
Oh, you have to turn off your radio, please.
Yes. Okay. What continent has never had slavery? And the clue is it doesn't have any mammals.
You mean as in Antarctica?
Correct. And the ocean that goes around Antarctica, what makes it unique among the world's oceans?
Not salt water?
It runs in a circle.
Oh.
The Antarctic current goes round and round and round. Feeds into all the other oceans.
Nice.
And the last question, so the tricky one is, the name of the glacier on northeast Antarctica that slides into the ocean every 100,000 years, and the name of the sea that it slides into. There's a glacier that slides into a sea that feeds into the Antarctic Ocean that feeds into all the other oceans. What's the name of the sea and the name of the glacier? And do you say glacier or glacier?
Is that the one they call the Doomsday Glacier?
Yes. Thing.
Nice.
That's not the name. That's not. That's just what they. That's the nickname.
I can't pronounce it. Thwait, I think.
Yeah, it's Thwait. If it's the Doomsday Glacier, it's the Thwait Glacier. Yes.
Right.
Very good.
Right. And it goes into. Then two questions. I said before, what sea does it go into that feeds into the Antarctic Ocean that goes in a circle and feeds all the other oceans? The name of that sea is?
I don't know.
Beringhausen.
All right.
Then the follow-up questions like, why is it called Beringhausen? But then the name of the glacier in northern Greenland that slides into the North Icelandic Sea at the same time. That I can't pronounce.
Don't know.
I can't pronounce it. It's an Inuit. But okay. The last question is really two. The size of the Thwaites Glacier that slides into the Beringhausen Sea compared to the state of Texas, 5 miles deep. How much larger is the Thwaites Glacier than 5 miles deep of Texas?
Oh, I'm sure it's considerably larger.
Yeah.
But I couldn't give you a real figure on it, no.
It's a lot bigger.
A lot? Is that the right answer? A lot. A lot.
I guess I was right then.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, thank you very much. Appreciate
considerably
it.
Is even more accurate.
Hello, goodbye to everyone listening.
All right. And let's see. What do we got here? 10:51. All right. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hey, this is Kangs in Oakland. I'm doing my once every 6 months call.
Hey.
It's good to see you all at trivia. Thought I'd call in sooner than that, but
by the way, we have a tournament coming up
in
the beginning of August, and I'm not doing the questions, so they'll be a lot easier.
They will be easier.
So come and bring your team and play if you want.
I'll try to get the bipolar bears back together.
What's the date and place?
Bipolar bears was our team name.
I know. Yeah, I know. August 3rd.
Okay.
It's August 3rd.
Okay. Great. I'll see if I can do it. I'll try some uneducated guesses at a few things, and then I have a question for you. You still need, Daryl, you still need O and T?
Yes, please.
For Sue Grafton?
Yes.
Would T be for toxin?
No.
Is it for tie, something related to tie, because I don't know if you were saying knot is a clue for all of them?
Oh, no, the clue was for noose, but no, nothing related.
Okay, just for noose. All right, then I'll guess at a few states. Would Utah be in the middle?
It is not, unfortunately.
It is not. Utah's Arkansas? 30th.
Arkansas it's also the... not in the middle five. Utah's just off the list. Utah's 30th.
We've named 40.
Oh, okay. Can I have three more guesses?
Yeah, go ahead.
We're getting close.
Mississippi's probably too. Not
Mississippi's
enough,
not
right?
not in the middle five. Keep going.
Yeah, and Arkansas.
Arkansas also not in the middle five, but you're circling around it. Keep south.
Did you say go south?
I think you're on the right track, but
hang out in the south.
In the south. Arizona.
No. That, nah,
Mexico? No, those would have way too much, right?
Yeah, they're too west. Three of the four remaining are in the heart of the south. That's your big...
Okay, story. I'm going to embarrass myself with not knowing my geography for further east. Texas would have too many.
Way too many. Texas is second biggest population.
Yeah, right? I don't think I can... I'll give you my question.
Yes.
I'll practice my geography for next time. So this is inspired. I was listening. I'm a few months behind in catching up on them. And Kira had a question about fictitious programs within a program.
Right.
Did any of you know what Lust Conquers All? What show was Lust Conquers All?
Was that part of her question? Or was that something from her? This is your version of her question.
This is my question.
Okay.
Is it a TV show or a movie?
Oh, it's a TV show.
Okay.
It's. Want some more clues?
Yeah.
Fairly current. Like last year was its third and last season.
Ooh.
Is it animated? Animated show?
What's that?
No, I know what this is from. This was on. This was on Ted Lasso, wasn't it?
You got it. Nice, Dana.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I saw an episode.
All right, that's all I got.
I've seen the whole series and didn't know.
What's that, Maury?
I said I've seen all of Ted Lasso, but didn't remember Lust Conquers All. Very good.
It's a British dating show or something like that, isn't it?
Yeah. Jamie Jamie Tart goes on Lust Conquers All and quits
football. Right, okay, yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Good
to talk to you all. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, gangs. All right, appreciate it. Bye-bye. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We got just a couple minutes left in the show, and we certainly enjoy hearing from you. So let's see if we can take another call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Howdy, it's Tom in Southern California.
Hi, Tom.
Hi. Is one of the car models, is that a Dodge Challenger?
It is not a Dodge Challenger, but it is a Dodge.
Mm. Oh, that's not a Dodge Ram pickup?
It is a Dodge Ram. It's a Dodge Ram truck, 2500 Dodge Ram truck. Very good.
Good.
Good
job.
Thanks for the help. And then how about O for the Sue Grafton? O for objection?
No, sorry.
No? Or T for torture?
Sorry, no.
That's
sorry.
Good.
Okay. Let's see. Alturas is the northeastern county. I don't know if that's the right one, but that's the furthest that's in the northern corner.
Not the right one.
Okay. Well, it's a great little place. It's a great history museum in Alturas, which is buried and kind of nice. Is the national anthem date, is that 1931 for some reason?
It is. It's 1931.
Oh, so that'd be Hoover.
It would be. Double bell. Very good.
Very good.
Thank you for that.
Yay. Okay, and then the question. Oh, and then I just wanted to Danny and Sandra's question about the last names. I always loved Mandy Patinkin. Kind of fits in that category for Alienation. Do you know what his name was in that?
No.
No, what his name? His name in the show?
His character's name, yeah, in the movie.
No.
No.
No. It was Sam Francisco.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I happened to catch North by Northwest a few days ago, and I was wondering, I happened to notice something which I hadn't noticed before. If you could tell me what the final day of the movie, well, not the final day, because the final day, final scene is like is the honeymoon, of course, but the Mount Rushmore chase and all that takes place on a holiday.
Yeah, it's just isn't it July 4th or something like that?
No.
No, it's not. It's summer. I thought it was sort of a summer.
Yeah, you would think that.
Oh. But it's not. All right.
It's not.
Passover. Probably not.
Any guesses?
Yeah, no. What is it?
Thanksgiving.
Really? Is that late in the year?
Very good.
Yeah, because if they, when they have, you know, they take the picture of Thornhill when he stabs, or when the, at the UN when the guy gets killed.
Oh.
And there's a picture in the paper, and the newspaper is Tuesday, November 25th.
Interesting.
The late edition. And then two days later is when everything happens there, and that's the 27th, which would have been Thanksgiving in 1958.
We have to run, Tom, because we have to...
Okay, thank you.
Right. Thanks very much. Appreciate it. And, okay, time to clean up here very quickly. Daryl, what do you got?
So, O is for outlaw. T is for trespass for Sue Grafton novels.
Okay.
And the one actor, J.D., that was Jean Dujardin, 2011, the artist.
All right. Oh, yeah. And Lori?
In the middle states, population-wise, right in the middle is Louisiana, which Joanne put in the chat. It also includes Alabama, Kentucky, and Oregon, and that's all I have.
Okay. According to the Highway Safety Institute, the two cars that get the most got the most DUIs last year, Dodge Ram truck and Chevrolet S10.
Mm.
The California county that borders the most other counties, and you're including other states in that, is Mono County, which that's where Mammoth Lakes is. That borders nine other counties, Alpine and Inyo, et cetera, et cetera. The famous animated cartoon characters that made their debut in these cartoons, the only ones that nobody got, Ragtime Bear, that's Mr. Magoo, that's 1949. Knock Knock is Woody Woodpecker, 1940.
Of course it is.
If we didn't get your call, I do apologize. Please remember that Minds Over Matter is here every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Panel, that would be Daryl Garrison, realtor, Lori Fisher, teacher at Dabo Valley College. I've been your moderator, Dana Rodriguez. Thanks to Joanne Marr for handling the board and phones. And, of course, above all, our thanks to you for taking the time to tune in and call in. We appreciate that very much, and we do hope you will join us next Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Thanks, everybody. Have a great 4th of July weekend. Bye-bye.